We're talking about the visual system on The Naked Scientist this week. It's Chris Smith and Ben Valsler, our guest Ron Douglas. Ron, we've had an email from Jennifer Adcock, and she's basically saying, is what I call green the same for the next person? In other words, is what I'm calling green grass really the same visual experience for me as it is for, say, you?
This is almost a philosophical question. The first thing to say is that what's happening in the eye, in all of us, is the same. We have the same chemicals, we have the same responses to the light. But it's what our brain makes of this information that's different. So, for instance, if you take, you know, you or I, you'll probably be appalled to hear we're fairly similar. If you have all chips of all different colours and you put them into different piles, we would make a pile for green, a pile for blue, a pile for yellow, a pile for red. But if you ask people, for instance, some African tribes who've had very little contact with the Western world, they will put them into different piles. So they will put yellows and reds together and swear blind that they're the same colour, and they will put blues in two different piles. And closer to home, even in Welsh, there is a word called glass, which encompasses what you and I would call blue, but it also encompasses some things that we call green.
Wow, but if you look in their retina, the thing that's doing the seeing and converting light waves into brain waves, is there a dramatic difference between the way the African tribes who do what you've just described are doing that and us?
No, there's absolutely no difference at all in what the eye's doing, but it's a difference in the brain. It's where culture comes into play and interacts with the visual stimulus.
That's fascinating stuff. I wonder if it's genetic as well. If you have different social groups, there could be genetic differences in the eye making that difference.